Well, it's just a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy, chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, working with Chris Powell on behalf of all global precious metals investors. Well, it looks like we're going to win this battle, and I think it's going to start this year. What do you think, Bill Murphy?
This year, Chris, absolutely, and big, big, big time. Short term, I've never seen such horrendous price suppression in the last 20 years.
Exactly.
Gold's gone up a month, but it inches its way up. The gold open interest has gone up nearly 100,000 contracts in 2 weeks on the COMEX, which is the buyers and sellers, which means the gold cartel is going all out to stuff the price to keep it, you know, around 1320 or below. I mean, with the dollar sinking and oil flying, they just won't let it go. And even worse is the horrible silver price action. They won't let it get above 17, much less 17 and a quarter, which we've talked about in the past. And it's so obvious and it's so ridiculous what they're doing. And I think they're going to blow up. Whether short term they're going to get their way as they usually do, that's a different matter. But it's setting up something spectacular.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, you're really kind of mirroring and paralleling Stacy Herbert and Max Kaiser's thoughts. I have never seen him so bullish on gold. Stacy was buying for her personal account on gold. You know, Max is calling for a doubling this year. He doesn't think 1900 will pose any threat to gold. He's expecting a lot of the crypto money to start pouring into gold as some of these young folks, you know, decide maybe I need a little more diversification. I'd like to have something that looks like a Bitcoin, but I can hold it in my hand that the rest of us codgers out here have known about for 50 years. So, but the dollar situation is interesting. You'd think that silver and gold would be flying right now with the U.S. dollar on the precipice, at least in the weekly charts. I mean, it looks to me like it wants to retest its all-time lows over the next year or two. What do you think?
Yeah, and this is the reason I'm acting like a negative Nelly today a bit, because I'm so disgusted with what the gold cartel is doing, you know, with the dollar being as weak as it is. And we might ask, if all is so good in America and the economy, as the establishment says, and the markets are telling us it is, why is the dollar so weak? Something is very wrong here. And I think it will play out as the year matures. And the guys you're talking about, the Max Kaiser and Stacy Herbert saying, I think you're going to get something spectacular. And what you're talking about, that the momentum traders that have made so much money in these other markets are going to pour into gold and silver once they get going and make life difficult for the gold cartel as a buying force that they haven't seen before. It won't be the normal time when gold and silver gets overbought and they correct. They keep on going. I would like to think we're at a stage here now, but that's impossible to predict. And as I say, the intensity of the gold cartel right now is as much as I've seen.
The suppression narrative is starting to become mainstream now. I mean, I'm really surprised to hear just top traders, economists, money managers, endowment fund managers, pension fund people all over saying we've known gold has been suppressed. I mean, it's been manipulated for decades. I mean, this is widely known. That day of reckoning is much closer. And a big component, I think, to the story, and, you know, we've touched on this, I think it's worth repeating, the whole blockchain transparency issue. You know, the precious metals, they're migrating. It's very slow because it's extremely costly to implement. We made a small attempt here at GoldSeek. We have a tiny silver and gold blockchain. Hasn't amounted to much. But, I mean, it's legitimate. And it works. The problem is to have the infrastructure, you know, it's really costly. As this transparency, I think, gets translated into the actual physical and paper precious metals markets, I mean, that explosion that you and Stacy and Max are talking about, it looks more likely. What do you think could send the U.S. dollar lower here? Are we looking at some type of major geopolitical event? Or will it just be the Fed's inability to raise again three times its overnight lending rate this year? I'm looking for only one, maybe two increases this year.
Well, it's a fascinating time because, you know, all of a sudden, even though it's been known for a year, everybody is elated about the tax reform situation and companies giving more salaries and greater profits going to be made. And what a Warren Buffett's supposed to make in $37 billion for Berkshire Hathaway. And the question is, if this was so obvious and so easy to do and so good, why haven't people done it before this? In other words, and I think the reason may be, yes, now it's all the good things are there, but maybe it just can't be paid for. And that's going to be the big problem. There's no money to pay for all this, and it won't bring in what they expect, and our deficits will go up far worse than are even expected. And that could be the answer to why your dollar goes into the tank, the question of why.
Plus, there's alternatives now. This is something I haven't read anywhere, not even over at Gotta.org yet. I'm sure it's coming, or maybe I just missed it. Why hasn't anyone picked up on the idea that for the first time in history, 7 billion people have access to an alternative currency to the reserve currency? To the greenback, to the U.S. dollar. This has never happened in history. Look, anybody, as we've talked about in the past, homeless person, you know, in Detroit, in Mumbai, in South Africa, it doesn't matter where. Anybody who can literally punch a couple of buttons suddenly has access to alternative currencies, Ethereum, Litecoin, everyone knows Bitcoin, all the rest. Okay, there's only like 10,000 coins now. I've created something like 20 of my own. Who cares? The point simply is there's alternatives. It's still very challenging for even sophisticated folks to gain access in size to the cryptos. So where am I headed with this? As people realize, wait a minute, we don't need the dollar. I think that could be the genesis of a new precious metals bull market.
Well, it could very well be, Chris. And all I know is short term, of course, it's a negative for gold and silver because what the cryptocurrencies have done are the reason that many of us were in gold and silver in the first place.
I'm standing firm my thesis that the cryptos, I believe this as soundly as I believe in silver, the cryptos are paving the superhighway, building the bridges, constructing the edifice for a highway to infinite prices for gold and silver. I mean, this is my opinion. I mean, I could easily be wrong, but what it looks like is happening here. The cryptos are exposing the cracks in the fiat system. I think you could make a case, and if I'm wrong, correct me. But what they've done is they've put a giant electron microscope over the fractures in the foundation of the U.S. dollar, the euro, the yuan, the yen, all of these schemes, and said, look, we may just be silly magic internet money, but we're better than you guys. At least we have a minimum supply. You can't really create any more of us. You know, there's just so much to go around. Grab a couple of dollars. Who knows how many more, how many billions will be created tomorrow? That doesn't inspire confidence. What do you think?
Well, I think that I understand exactly where you're coming from, and my feeling is that, you know, that when the silver market begins to blow up by taking out the 21, it's going to trade similar to way a Bitcoin traded. Maybe certainly not to that magnitude, but very similar in terms of just violent price actions and huge gains in a day, sometimes day after day. And I think that what the action in the cryptocurrency has done is paved the way for that sort of event. And I think it's why, you know, the J.P. Morgan crowd is going out, all out to prevent it from getting above 17 and a quarter, which is pitiful in the first place. So it's, you know, my same thing it holds in terms of Newton's law, that equal and opposite reactions are going to prevail, that the suppression has been so great.
I couldn't have said any better. That's the narrative. The suppression is so intense. When it erupts, look at Bitcoin. Look at these other cryptocurrencies. They have charts that defy gravity. There's almost nothing in history other than the internet usage rates of email, AOL usage rates and networks. That's the only comparison. You can't make a comparison with a free market. And so I think we are going to see something. But, you know, these folks, they're used to fighting. They've got awfully deep pockets. And I think you'd probably agree they're going to fight it the whole way up. When do they capitulate? Will there be a capitulation moment where they just say, you know what, like the Rothschilds in London, who gave up on the gold rigging market about 20 years ago? Do you think that J.P. Morgan and these other big institutional players will eventually just toss up their hands?
It could be. I think what you've been talking about will kick in some manner, and it'll be, there's so much money out there now to flow in these two tiny markets that it'll overpower them. So in addition to the Russians and Chinese and Indians, you'll have the West, you know, storm back into the precious metals, and they'll just be overrun. And that's when it'll occur. Until then, they will fight it to the end as they're doing as we speak. And it's coming. It's just a question of whether it's sooner or later. You know, we want it to be sooner. But it's going to be spectacular, I think, when it occurs.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, well, it's inevitable at this point. Last word to Bill Murphy. All right. We appreciate if you could tell us more, please, about La Metropole Cafe, Gotta.org.
For a two-week free trial, Chris, and see if it's of value. And then my colleague, Chris Powell, at www.gotta.org, does a great job, and they can sign up there too. So we're continuing to fight the good fight, and we plan to win someday.
Yeah, do your web browser a favor. Bookmark both these sites, La Metropole Cafe and Gata.org. It will reward your portfolio. All right, Bill Murphy, sage advice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.